one of the main pieces of equipment, you know, would probably be a bush hog. You know, making sure even when some of our used trade-ins come in, you know, we have some traded in, you know, where the shields may have gotten messed up or something. So we try to be extra careful and with them, and you know, and replace them if needed. That's a big hazard on the farm. Somebody getting a shirt tail caught in or something. You know, you hear a lot of terrible accidents people have with bush hogs or any type of PTO driven equipment. So it's very, very near and dear to us that we ensure that the equipment's safe when it goes to the customer.
A lot of times you get a used piece of equipment and you might put some of those guards back on to get ready to go, Mike.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes these guys are going so hard, you know, if they have a PTO shield mess up or have a U-joint go out, and then they'll take the cover off and, you know, need to get back going so quick they won't put the cover back on. But, yeah, it can be very dangerous at times.
You know, technology is big this day and time. A lot of this equipment you work on, is some of it deal with computers? I'm sure a lot of computers in these tractors and combines out there you deal with too.
Yes, absolutely. Just about everything we have, even the balers. Some of the balers now have computers on them.
Really?
So it's very extensive. The way the equipment's grown nowadays, it's everything's basically going to electronics. So it can be tough at times.
But you got a good set of technicians here that work with you every day to make sure they know what they're doing. They come out to the farm to make sure that equipment's fixed and fixed pretty quickly.
Absolutely, and we go through rigorous training hours every year to, you know, to make sure everybody's up to date on.